I'm losing her. This can't be happening. I pace the sterile hallway as doctors and nurses yell and scramble in the small ICU room, trying to restart Charlie's heart. But all I can hear is the monotonous beep of the monitor. Flatline. And it's like my own heart has stopped. It may as well have, because I don't think I'll survive if she doesn't. Come on, Charlie. Fight. Don't do this. I tug at my hair, tears burning my eyes and blurring my vision. I've experienced loss, but this feeling, like some essential part of me has cracked in half. It's unbearable. Please, God, don't take her from me. Tatum is behind me, his own anguish and fear palpable. I struggle to hold myself back from beating the last breath from his lungs for his part in this. But there's still a twisted feeling inside me that wonders if Charlie was wrong about his involvement. But I can't care about that right now, not while she's fighting for her life, while there's still a chance she can come back to me. Come on, Charlie, I demand through gritted teeth, like my own desire for her to live can somehow restart her heart. Please. And then the monotonous beep stops. There's a second of silence, a second that seems like a goddamn eternity, a second when I fear the worst, that the medical team has given up. And then I hear it. Beep, beep, beep. A steady but slow sound that signals a pulse, and a sob rips from my chest. The doctor continues to bark orders, and the next thing I know, they're wheeling the gurney through the door and down the hall. I'm pushed back, and I only get a small glimpse of Charlie's pale face before they're rushing her away. I grab one of the nurse's arms and ask, "Where are they taking her?" She frowns down at my hand, and I release her.
"The OR,"
she says, gaze softening. "Can you find your way back to the family waiting room? Someone will come in and talk to you when we know more." I want to argue with her, demand to know more now, insist that she tell me Charlie's going to be okay. But I know that I'm just holding her back from doing her job, saving my girlfriend's life. "Yeah, I can find my way back." I give a hard nod, and she turns and follows after Charlie. I drag my hands over my face and take in a few steadying breaths, feeling like my legs might just give out on me any second. Across from me, Tatum gives me a wary look. He's leaning against the wall, face almost as white as Charlie's had been, and he looks as miserable as I feel. "I can't do this here, because I swear to God, if the guy says one word, I'll have him laid out on the hospital floor." So I walk away, toward the small private room where Jill and Daphne are waiting. They stand when I walk in.
"How is she?"
Jill asks, and I realize they have no clue what just happened, that we almost lost her, that we may still lose her. I sink down into one of the chairs and bury my head in my hands, feeling nauseous. I'm not sure where the hell Prescott has disappeared to, but I could use him here now.
"Spencer?"
Jill sits beside me.
"You're scaring me. Tell me how Charlie is."
"They just took her into the OR,
Tatum says from the door, voice broken.
"Her heart stopped."
"Someone needs to get that bastard out of here before I kill him," I growl out, standing, but Jill stands with me, placing herself between us. She equals my height, but I could easily push past her to wrap my hands around Tatum's throat.
"You want to tell me why you think I have anything to do with this?"
Tatum spits out, a flash of anger in his hard gaze. "Charlie saw you. You ran her off the fucking road, then left her there to die." His eyes widen.
"Jesus, Beckett, you're delusional."
"I don't know why you think Tatum would do that."
Jill is frowning at me, hand on my chest, stopping me from going after him.
"He was with me all night. We were studying at the library when I got your call."
My right eye twitches, and I look between them, not sure what to believe. Why the hell would Charlie make it up? She wouldn't. Daphne has remained silent the entire time, but she pipes up now.
"I don't get it. Charlie said she saw Tatum."
I rub the back of my neck and go through the conversation. "She said it was a Taurus that had been following her."
"Right."
Tatum blows out an exasperated breath. "And I'm the only fucking guy in Princeton who drives one, so of course it had to be me.